Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, on May 5th, 2017. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit the website at manhattanbeachchamber.com or call 310-545-5313.
I'm your host, Joe Terry. And you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well this morning, Joe, although I have to tell you, I'm dealing with something I haven't experienced, and it has to be 40 years.
Really? What?
Yeah, I have a bloody nose.
What?
Yeah, I have a bloody nose. I haven't had a bloody nose in forever. I mean, since I was a kid. Yesterday, I was blowing my nose. You know, I was blowing my nose yesterday. You know how sometimes you got to use the tissue and get up there a little more intently? And I cut myself with my fingernail.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, and I've had okay. a bloody nose now for over a day. And it's just so weird because, you know, you got to let that clot. But every time you blow your nose, the clock goes away. I know this is disgusting to talk about at this hour, but I have a bloody nose. It's just the funniest thing. So yesterday I went in when I realized my nails were way too long and way too sharp. I went into my salon to get my nails done. I went to my girl Lorian over at Chez Chirel to get my nails done. And while I was in there getting my nails done, we were chatting, and there was a guy at the table next to us, right? You know, somebody that just came in, not somebody that worked there. And at one point he turns to me and he said, you know, you have a great voice. You should be on radio. And we all looked at him. We all looked at him and I said, well, I kind of have a podcast. it was kind of funny, you know?
That's good. That's good. I get that once in a while, but there you go.
So I guess I'm doing what I should be doing.
You are. I think it's because you project.
You know, growing up, it was just that I was loud.
She's a loud girl from the neighborhood. She's going to be on TV or radio soon.
Actually, it's the Loud family. You know, we always refer to ourselves as the Loud family. So, yeah. So, I guess I'm doing what I was meant to be doing.
I guess. Well, we are having such a great time. It's been such an amazing run-up of interviews leading up to the South Bay Business Leader Summit here in Manhattan Beach, coming off May 9th, this coming Tuesday. May 9th will be the South Bay Business Leader Summit, sponsored by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce, and it's going to be an amazing event with keynote speakers like Gil Garcetti, Wanda Austin, former CEO of the Aerospace Corporation, like a almost a billion-dollar corporation. I think they're at 850, 900 million now. And then, of course, Michelle Brown, president of Real Estate Professionals, literally one of the best real estate people in the country. This is going to be an exciting thing. And, of course, we have someone today, which is going to be exciting. Oh, I think we interviewed Judy Hirsch, founder, owner of Evolution Solutions, but we have someone today who's going to talk about something that every business owner within the sound of my voice needs. They know they need it. They just don't know how to get it. So, Jackie, who's our guest today?
Our guest this morning is Ronnie Ramos, founder and president of Harmony 3 Productions. Ronnie is a constant contact, authorized local expert, and regularly speaks at educational seminars where she shares advice on a variety of social media marketing methods. She began her career in content creation for businesses, starting with commercial photography and now as a video production company. Her goal is to give small businesses the opportunity to showcase their products or services with online video as a TV production with the ease of social media and, more importantly, how to get that video seen. Ronnie shares her best tips, tricks, tools, techniques, and favorite apps to create do-it-yourself video for your business and beautiful social media posts and emails. Now, as you mentioned, Ronnie is one of the speakers at this year's South Bay Business Leaders Summit, and her breakout session is titled Content Beyond Words. Welcome to the program, Ronnie. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we got you. Yeah.
Welcome to the program. Thank you so much and very, very happy to be here.
Well, thank you for joining us, Ronnie, because there's no doubt that, you know, video is powerful. Unfortunately, you know, there are still some business owners out there. I don't know what the percentage is, but a few years ago, I understood with small businesses, nearly 50%, something like 40% of small businesses did not even have a website. They just depended on Yelp and Google and other linkages online. Of course, it's getting better, but on top of that, businesses, you know, still are engaging with and learning about social media, and video is so powerful. Can you talk a little bit about why that is in the large? Why is it that business owners need to look large and small? Governments and individuals need to look at video.
Yeah, I always say whether you're B2B or B2C or B2G, you know, business to government, you need to be communicating with video because it is fast becoming the way that people want to access their content online. Everybody now has such a limited attention span that if they see that there's a video where they can get that content, they're much more likely to absorb that content and engage with you, which is that's the gold standard online is actual engagement. And video is so authentic. If you're on camera, people can see your eyes. They can see the authenticity there. It's a very powerful way to it's what we are. It's how we have that handshake online. You know, in old school, going to social events, and we still do that. The Business Leaders Summit is a perfect example of old school social. We're going to meet there. Mm-hmm. We have meetings all day, breakout sessions. We've got breakfast, lunch. We, you know, we have a meal with each other. But that's rare. But we want to continue that very authentic engagement online, and video is a great way to do that.
Right. That's what we're missing. I think, you know, obviously you can't meet with everyone that you want to meet with and deliver your business message. You can't meet with them in person.
But how nice to have that that first impression that sometimes is the second and third impression, have it be professional and really consistent. So if somebody comes to your website and they see your profile video, they get to see the genuine you and you look your best, you're presented your best, as you would want to meet a new client.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, Pinterest is one of the, you know, one of the premier vehicles, social media vehicles for images, for photography. And a lot has been made of Pinterest in terms of catering and restaurants and food and things like that. It's been very, very effective marketing for restaurants because pictures of food are very, very enticing. But even Pinterest, I mean, in the name is about pictures, but they're going to start using video, promoted video.
Well, social channel now incorporates video. And Instagram is blowing up in terms of images and video and how companies can promote themselves, especially anything, just like you're saying, food-oriented. It's just made for images. And when I say content beyond words, that's what I'm talking about, is these beautiful images or videos that represent your brand without even any words attached. Of course, you're going to have something in a description or maybe even some text that plays over it. But I want your videos to play natively in whatever app they're in, whether it's Facebook or Instagram. And if they do, they're going to play first without the sound. So they have to be powerful enough without sound to make somebody click on it so that they can get the sound. But I want them to play and be exciting enough so it will still get that engagement, even if you don't have sound. And that's how come the images are so important.
Right.
Yeah, good point.
Right. So give us a little look into how Harmony 3 works. And also, let's talk about your background, Ronnie. You started out in what industry?
Well, I started in commercial photography, and back in the day, it was all film. There wasn't digital, and we had to go through all the Polaroid process and then having everything developed. Yeah, so it took a long time. That instant gratification that we get now was just not heard of. So that was my background, and that very, very technical background, that very meticulous and professional end product that we were providing for national magazines and ad campaigns. Now with video production, we can bring that level of professionalism to local businesses. And that's really where my heart is now, that video is so easily accessible, clients can make that short video themselves. If they hire us to make a video production for, say, their website, right? I encourage them to make short little social media videos so they have a library of video content that they continue to share. So my goal is to empower small businesses to start making these videos themselves, and there's so many wonderful apps out there now that make it easy. It's remarkably easy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. One of my mentors, Gary Vaynerchuk, who talks a lot about social media and marketing, he says, you know, you should produce lots of content. We're all media companies. But if you are stuck and you're kind of, you know, stuck in paralysis analysis and trying to do a script and trying to do the perfect setting and all that, that's not going to work. What you need to do is just produce video content. So documentation over content creation. Just document what your business is about. Document the project that you're working on now. People want to know your process. And if you expose that, people will be excited about maybe engaging with you. And that's the whole purpose, right?
How do you get your clients to
more active?
Well, there's a list of ideas for video content. It's very, very easy for an outsider to say, oh, you can make a video about this, you can make a video about that. But as a small business owner, again, you can get overwhelmed. But I always say, you know, the top 10 frequently asked questions, right? Your FAQs. you could make a video about each of those FAQs, and that's 10 videos right there. Most businesses know the 10 things people should ask that they don't ask. That's another 10 videos. And I love the behind the scenes, just what you were talking about. People love to see that that business is run by people. They're real human beings. They, you know, they mess up, and it's wonderful to share that, laugh at yourself. That, again, is what brings that engagement, even if you're not there in front of somebody. They love that you're willing to share that about yourself.
Right, right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about Harmony 3. I know you have two co-owners. Tell us a little bit about your co-owners and about Harmony 3 and how that came together.
Sure. So Harmony 3 is really three of us. So it's myself, my sister, Randy Ramos, and Jenny Sershon. So Jenny has worked for me for years, and my sister moved back from London about 7 years ago to work with us. So to work with family and friends, it doesn't get better than that. Jenny and I, our background is photography, so we think alike. We can, you know, finish each other's sentences, and we see things in the same way. My sister Randy, who does all of our custom illustrations and animations, she's an artist. I don't know how her brain works, but I am thrilled and celebrated every day because it's amazing. And it is so different from how I see the world. To bring that in, it's remarkable. It kicks up our quality and production every time she touches a project that we're on. I always say it's like the candy, you know, on top of the ice cream. It's like I celebrate that mind and eye of an artist. I think of myself as a craftsperson, as a business owner. And I definitely see a separation that on someone who is a, what I call, you know, a true artist. And to bring that, to be able to bring that to our clients, I love that. So we have the foundation in photography and commercial illustration, and the three of us brought it together about 7 years ago, handwriting on the wall that our whole business was going to motion. So we jumped in right away and absolutely loved it. So now it sounds so cliche, but it's not like going to work. It's like we go to play every day.
That is amazing, and that's what people are looking for. They're looking for a partner that really is engaged with their tools and their process, that you're comfortable with the process. Do you guys do drone footage and things like that? I saw that one video of yours with Rancho Mirage. That was gorgeous. It looked like amazing photography. Yes, absolutely.
You know,
did you guys do all of that primary photography?
We almost always do our primary photography. With drones, we will get a specialized, we'll bring someone in for that because that's a very, very specialized equipment. And but we have a couple of companies we work with very closely. But it's amazing. It's beautiful. It's the angles that you can get. It's really special to be able to add that to a project.
Right, right. I call it God's eye.
There you
God's
go.
Eye.
Exactly.
Yeah. Something that
It is very, very specialized. So, like I say, we will work with a strategic partner on a job that will require drones.
Right, right. So take us a little bit into the talk. I know we're going to get deeper into that as we talk about what you're going to present in your breakout session for the South Bay Business Leader Summit. But just give us an introduction. What are you trying to get to convey to people about video? Are you going to show any videos?
Yes, because I want to show some examples of what individual business can produce for themselves. If they, you know, want to hire a production company like ours for their big main video, that's great. But like I said, I really encourage them. They need to know how to create that library in addition to, you know, maybe the one that's like a TV commercial for themselves. So I'll be sharing apps that make it great and make it easy. I'll show them how simple it is, literally in, you know, I always say, I can do this one here. I'll give you an example. I can do it in 10 minutes. And, you know, I've been doing it a long time. Maybe it takes you an hour. But if you are a small business owner and you can make a video for your company in an hour, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Right.
But I always start my presentations by telling my attendees that I think of their brand, their whole brand, as a package. So that's their logo, their colors, their presence on social media. I want that package to be beautifully wrapped. And that wrapping is what I call the content beyond words. It's the visuals. It's how you look on social media. It's how you look in it when you send your email out. It's what your video looks like. It's your branded colors that you text. It's all in that box, beautifully wrapped. Because I think that the expectation when you get that beautiful package, right, is that what's inside is going to be beautiful and wonderful also. So it adds to your credibility when you are presenting your brand, your package, to a new customer or potential client, that it is so well presented that their expectation is that your services or your product will have that level of excellence also.
I love that concept. I mean, it is something that all business owners should do, but they
absolutely
don't, Ronnie. They don't do it.
There's more to this than what I mean. It's a great idea, Ronnie. Joe and I have talked about this with different people over the years. Joe was a software engineer for many years, and he's very techie like that. He's always on top of what is hot. You know, what is the thing? You know, as you said. So a business, you have a main video, right? And you want it to be professional, and you go to somebody like Harmony 3 and you create this beautiful visual content for them. And I totally get that. And this is something that it's not just the big companies, you know, little companies should be doing it too. I mean, we always talk about like things like the local dry cleaner. You know, what could a dry cleaner's like, why do I need a website? You know, why should I need to do videos and stuff? But you know something? That is going to make you stand out from the crowd. You know,
and
I
I'll
mean,
tell
there's
you
a,
one
there's...
more reason why they should. I hear that a lot. Somebody say, I've been in business for 30 years. I don't need to be on social media. All my clients are word of mouth. And that's great. Right. Mm. All their clients right now might be word of mouth. But they need to keep that funnel filled with new clients. And new clients will be younger in that age bracket, right? They're coming up. They live online. They live on social media.
Right.
We need to reach out to them in the space that they are going to be in. It's not what's comfortable for you or me. It's what's comfortable for our target audience. So if they are on social media, that's where we need to be. And we need to know where our customers, right, our target audience, and it's different for every business, where they live. Are they on Snapchat? Are they on Facebook? Are they on Instagram or LinkedIn? Each one of those social channels has a very different voice. So where our audience is, we need to learn to speak that voice. And a lot of that voice is in video. And again, small business owners can make a video for themselves. There are tools that make it remarkably easy.
Yeah.
Right.
There are tools out there. Yeah, there are tools out there. But there's something else I just wanted to ask you about. So say they hire you to do the professional, the main video for their site, and then you encourage them to make their own videos. What about I do a lot of videos, put me in front of a camera and I'm on, all right? I have no problem with that. But a lot of people are very uncomfortable with that. Even if they have a script, even if, say, they have a script to read from, they might not be comfortable doing it How do you recommend them? How do you get around that?
They don't have to be on camera. Super easy. Mm. They can show pictures. They can use stock photography. They can use stock video to tell their story. What's important is that they have a message, a very short message, by the way, because, again, we have no attention span anymore. So
no
I suggest their
span.
Videos be 30 seconds, right? It's,
right?
It's easy. It's easier than you think. And there, a lot of the apps have built-in images they can use or built-in video clips they can use, and you just need to type a little bit of a story to go with that. And I always approach it in, you know, every movie, TV commercial, television program, they all start with what's called a storyboard. But basically that's just your idea sketched out, a couple of your bullet points that you want to say. You can certainly type a couple bullet points onto some images that relate to that, hit the go button on the app, and it spits your video out. That's pretty easy. If you just try it a few times, people realize, oh, I can play with this. This is nice. It's kind of addictive. And it also lets you get something out there, like you were saying, just get it out there, that first one, and keep going. Social media is so fast. By the time you put out a video and you go, oh, I wasn't really happy with that one, it's moved on. It's dropped off the bottom of somebody's newsfeed. Make the next one better. So don't be afraid. Get that first one out there done, and then make another one. And I always tell people, look at what your competition's doing. If it's great, try to be as great. Try to be better. And if your competition is not doing video, how cool is that? Then you can stand apart from them. But I always tell everyone, don't copy anything, but be inspired by everything. Even if it has nothing to do with your business, there'll be things in videos or commercials that you see and you go, I like that. I could turn that and make that work for my business.
You know, Ronnie, I have to tell you, I abhor commercials. If I am watching TV, all right, and the minute the commercials come on, I mute it. I really do not it's just background noise. It's noise to me, all right? And I've been doing this for years. But what you were saying earlier about how online videos, they'll be playing, but you won't hear the sound.
Yes.
The sign of a great video is something that you see, maybe it's out of the corner of your eye, right? And you see it, and you're like, I wonder what that is. And then you turn up the sound. That happens to me all the time online. Like, a lot of things you go into, they show you a commercial first before you get to the whatever it is you want to watch.
Right, right.
And then there'll be what it's just the strangest thing. It's what you're talking about is making the visual so what's
compelling.
The word I'm looking for? Compelling, that you have to turn on the volume.
Yes.
Because it's just that compelling. You know what I'm talking
about,
right, Joe?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I think it's like the eye candy. It kind of gets you excited and you want more information. So I don't want all your information in your video. You can't. It would be too much. It's like a movie trailer, right?
Right,
and it gets
you
to – I want you to use that video to market your business. So what that is to get them to go where you want them. Is it to get them to go to your YouTube channel? Is it to get them to go to your website, which is where I think people should go because that should be the hub of everything you do so you can have your videos on pages on your website? Is it to take them to your Facebook page? There's a lot of places that your video can direct people to, you know, having that call to action button, have it be a clickable link on there so that you can track it. And one way that I love to use videos, because you make this great video, you got to get it seen. I mean, you put all this effort and time or money into it. I want you to get the most engagement and eyes on it, but a dedicated email to me is the place to start. So when I am working with a client, we do a new video or they do a new video, I always want them to make a dedicated email that relates to the topic of that video. And emails these days, same thing. Nobody wants these long emails. It's just a picture, a paragraph, and a link. And, of course, I want that picture to be a video, right? So you can
track. Now, Ronnie,
I
just want to highlight this because I don't want to drop this. People need to understand that no matter what you've heard, no matter how much you hate spam, email is still king when it comes to marketing online.
Absolutely.
Let's go. Just give us a few bars about that.
So
email is still
email,
king.
Email, yes. So if you have your Facebook page, which, you know, is remarkable, it's kind of like the yellow pages these days is Facebook. But if you are not putting money behind a post, you know, because Facebook now is basically pay to play. It's very economical, and I highly recommend it. But if you put a post and organically try to see who's going to see your post, your fan, it's only about 2%. That's crazy. But an email to your list, your list, your curated list, those are people that want to hear from you. You're not spamming people. The delivery rate is about 90%. Now, that's not the open rate. That's the delivery rate. Look at the difference, 2%, 90%. I don't even care if they open it, because as long as they haven't unsubscribed from you, that's the parade wave. They see your name once a month or however often you're sending it, twice a month. That is keeping your name top of mind with the people that you want to connect with. You can't beat that. So I always tell people, you have to do both. You have to do email and you have to do social media. And the key is to incorporate both. The other thing is, what if social media went away, right? All your fans are gone. You don't have a way to connect with them. Through email, having those lists, especially your targeted lists, you control that. You can always communicate with those people. So I encourage people to, you know, make sure that the fans on your social media pages, that you want them to also subscribe to your email list so that you can connect with them.
Right, right. Mm. Very,
Joe,
very powerful.
Mm-hmm. Let's do that station break real quick, because the hour is flying.
It is. Wonderful, wonderful conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show. And we're having a fantastic discussion with Ronnie Ramos, founder and president of Harmony 3 Productions. And Ronnie will be giving a breakout session at the South Bay Business Leaders Summit, which is coming up in 3 days on Tuesday, May 9th, right at the Marriott in Manhattan Beach. It's going to be a great event. Find out more at Manhattan Chamber. You can get tickets. You can. I don't think people can still get booths or booth space, but maybe they can. Who knows? If you really want to be there and you want to present your product or service, maybe you can still get booth space. It would be late, but it's definitely going to be worth it, because it's just such a great event. I think Gil Garcetti is the kickoff keynote speaker, and then we have Wanda Austin, the former CEO of the Aerospace Corporation, an $800-900 million corporation right here in the South Bay, and then Michelle's going to be there.
Michelle Brown
is going to be there as a presenter. It's going to be amazing. You really want to check it out. If you'd like to join us today, if you have a question or comment for Ronnie, please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. So, Ronnie, on the backside here of the show, how do people connect in a natural way? What are some of your tips and techniques for getting people to produce videos that really are striking, are engaging? Do you have a formula? How do you do that? How do you get people to make videos that are effective?
Well, again, everybody's audience is going to be different. So every company, every business is going to have its own voice. You know, so the Harmony 3 voice is a little bit irreverent, and we make fun of ourselves, and we laugh and we have a good time. But say you're a corporate attorney, you're not going to have that voice. You're going to be professional and reassuring, and you know, somebody that you can just feel confident in a legal way. So that's what I'm saying. Everybody's going to have their own voice. So you need to find what that is first. And then all of your messaging, including your video, needs to have that same tone. So I would suggest starting a testimonial video. That's easy. Plus, it's gold for your business. If you have a client or customer that is raving about how wonderful your business is, capture that on video. Ask them. You know, use one of the apps. Learn how to work your you can just do it on your phone. You can do it on your smartphone. But learn how to make that video look good. It's, like I said, super easy. And be ready when that customer or client says wonderful things about your business to say, hey, I would love to get that as a video testimonial. Would you mind? Would you let me do that? Because you want to catch it in that moment. But if you're going to do one video to start, I would start with a testimonial video. Because, again, you can't beat that. You can't beat that honesty and authenticity. And then you can start thinking about other types of video that could work for your business. Do you have a product? Do a video of how that product works. Do a behind-the-scenes video of how that product is made. Or what if you have employees that work tirelessly on the weekends for some, you know, nonprofit, or you know, if they're helping the community in some way, you could feature those employees. Again, you're celebrating that behind the scenes of your business. It makes you more people can relate to your business better. So those would be great ones to start with. You can always, like I said, go to your FAQs or things that you think people should ask about your business. And you can also do a company profile. Give a little overview of what your company is, what the culture of your company is. Again, showing that little bit of who you really are, not just cut and dry business. And that's something that's very important, that as a small business owner, I really do think that we have an advantage over the big companies, because people can relate to us as someone like themselves. You're not going to relate to a giant corporation in the same way that you're going to relate to a business on Main Street. And that is, I think, an advantage that we have. And that being said, if somebody responds to a video that you've produced, if they make a comment or they comment on a interact with them quickly, because again, that's that social connection that we are able to make online.
You know, right. Joe. You know, Joe knows this story, Ronnie. When I first decided that I was going to create a website, I hired a website designer. I had an idea of what I wanted, but he was a professional. And when we got into it, you know, we decided what it was going to look like and all this stuff. And he said, "Well, we have to make a video." And I was like, "Of what?" He said, "You." And I was like, "Why?" He said, "Look, your website is going to be called South Bay by Jackie. So your audience needs to see Jackie."
Absolutely.
And I was really against it. I was like, no, this is just about what's going on in the South Bay. It doesn't need to be about me. He's like, "No, it does." He said, "People need to relate to you." So he talked me into it, and we did the video. And Ronnie, it made all the difference in the world, because there are only one or two other websites locally that do what I do, but they don't have a face. They don't have a face. Nobody knows who they are. No, I mean, people have no idea who are doing these websites. And because there is a face, they put my face to this website, my audience knows me.
I was going to say, don't you have people that you meet that feel like they know you? Yes.
Oh, it happens daily. It happens absolutely daily. But there's a face to it, and they know, and they can relate to me. And because I'm out all the time, you know, I go to all of these events and I see all these people. They know that I'm out there, that what I'm telling them is worth their time and effort. You know, they know it's coming from me. It's not coming from some guy behind the curtain. you know,
so you have
because
that
they
level
see me out there
of
doing
trust.
It. Yeah.
You have
yes.
that level of trust that you've built with a video, with your voice, you know, every day you're talking to people online, you're speaking to people. That's a connection that is super powerful.
Oh, yeah. Joe knows, Joe, you know,
a brand.
He knows he's been with me. Yeah. He's been with me on this whole
yeah.
journey, you know? Yeah. It's amazing. It's
yeah.
absolutely amazing.
Yeah. And one of the things, Ronnie, that I think is really key about what Jackie does is that she sends out that Thursday, you know, what's happening
the weekend guide.
And so every Thursday, like clockwork, people see that hand wave go by.
Yes.
Maybe they
want to yes.
know about what's going on this weekend. Maybe they don't. But every week.
They know
week,
it's there. They see the name.
Yes.
They see it in their yes. scroll. That's, again, that's why email is so important. You know, a little backstory on me. I think email saved my business because I've been in business for a long time. And when I started, I had an unlisted phone number, right? I was happy with my little clients and everything was doing great. And then, you know, the recession
I don't
want to
be bothered.
Exactly. Leave me alone. I don't want you to find me on the yellow pages, right?
Right.
So
right.
when the recession hit, I lost my basket. My basket broke. So and I had no way to connect with any of my, you know, clients. They were leaving the businesses. The businesses were folding. And somebody, you know, my mentor said, you have got to get their email addresses and be able to connect with them. And that was my, I always say it was my gateway drug into social media, and that was Constant Contact. So I had no idea about any of this stuff, and I was like, nope, I'm not going to be on social media, and I said, okay, I'll send an email out. But when I could see who opened it, you can track who opened it, you can see whether they clicked on my video, I was hooked. And now I'm an authorized local expert for them. I speak, you know, and give information, you know, on email and social media and video. And I've partnered with them. That is remarkable. That is remarkable from where I came. And I always say, you know, if I had not sent out an email, I would be saying, do you want fries with that instead of you got to do a video?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. 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 It's amazing. It's very powerful. It's a very powerful
yes.
tool. You know, I wanted to go back to something you said earlier, Ronnie. You were talking about how a business website should be their hub, you know,
yes. Yes.
How do you feel, because this is something that really annoys me, how do you feel about those businesses that do not have a website, they just have an Instagram page or they just have a Twitter page?
I don't feel that it's doing them as great a marketing effort as having a website. Because your website needs to have everything on it. If somebody goes there, I want them to find what they're looking for. Can you do that with just an Instagram page? Can you do it with just a Facebook page? I don't think so. I think you have to incorporate all of those pieces. I feel very strongly that you need to have a website. And again, the people that are looking for you are going to vet you on that first experience. Is that just a Facebook page enough as their first experience? I kind of think I want them to have a website. Again, every business is going to be different, and you know they have to weigh that out. But my gut reaction is if I'm looking for a business that I want to do business with, I'm going to look at their website first and I'm going
right.
to vet them. And typically it's going to be in about 30 seconds and it's going to be on my phone. So their website has to be mobile responsive so that it looks good on a phone, because you don't want to have to pinch and scroll and try to read it. I will click off. And statistics show if people don't have that good first experience on mobile, they're going to move on.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Wow. We've talked about so many different things. I think we got a lot of, you know, the things that I really, really wanted to talk about. And we certainly highlighted the primacy, the first position of email as a part of your strategy. As you said, you're a Constant Contact authorized local expert. And that's so key because that's the base. That's the base. You already have a database probably of emails. Almost every business does. You got to start there with your tribe And then you start branching out, whether it's Facebook or Pinterest or Instagram or Twitter.
And you want
your tribe
to work for you. You want your tribe
right.
to share your
right.
video
yeah.
or
right.
your email or your social media post. That's the beauty
right.
of online marketing is now
right.
you're sending your message to your tribe, your smaller tribe, but your tribe is what is going to push your message out now for you. It's amazing how it works now.
Yes,
no,
it
I have
is.
To
and,
tell
and
you,
Ron. You know, oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Joe. I'll go first.
I'll throw this in that, Ronnie, Jackie and I have been doing this podcast for 6 years. It seems like yesterday, but we really have been faithful to the process, through all kinds of different difficulties and life events and everything. But it comes to a point now where I'm very thankful for this podcast. It lends so much color and opportunity to my business life and my personal life. Jackie and I have met so many people through this podcast. We've had so many great experiences through this. Remember that, was it just a couple months ago we saw that presentation at the house? There was a fashion show and a music presentation.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We never would have found that if it wasn't for the South Bay Show.
More importantly, our audience would never have found it if it wasn't for the South Bay Show.
Right.
Nice.
Right.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. A serving. I guess it comes down to, Ronnie, we are serving people. We're serving our community. And in the process, we get, some amazing experiences.
Absolutely.
Radio.
Absolutely.
Go on. Yeah. It's exciting.
Well, I had a quick question, Ronnie. You mentioned
sure.
several times apps that make it
yes.
so easy to do a quality video and stuff. Can you tell us a little bit about the apps you use, how you find them, your experience?
Yeah,
can you rate them?
I'm always looking for new toys to play with. And a couple of them that I like And I always say, okay, these are my favorites, but it's only right now because my list changes constantly. What are my favorites? But I'm loving an app called Animoto, Animoto. And it's a very easy way to make videos for your business, right? I also like Biteable, Biteable. And I love an app to make visuals, Canva, Canva. Now, if just go in and start playing. Just try to see what it's like, because they're all they all have free versions. You can just get in there and start playing. And I always recommend that just pick one that you like that kind of speaks to you, and learn that one app. So like I said, if somebody says your business is amazing, they're willing to give you a testimonial, that you have this app that you know and understand, and on a moment's notice you can make a video. So that's what I recommend, is you look at one of them, see which one speaks to you and your business style, and learn it, and then start making a few videos with that. You can always change and learn more, but if you're trying to learn all of them, it's kind of hard. And on my
right.
Pinterest boards, Harmony 3, the number 3, and then video on Pinterest, all the apps that I'm playing with right now. My Pinterest
okay.
boards are really kind of curated for people who come to my events. And everything that I talk about, like sometimes I'll show gadgets or video apps or tips for photography, they're all on my Pinterest boards. It's just an easy way to access them. And again, it's Harmony, the number 3, video on Pinterest.
Ooh, I'm going to check it out.
Yeah.
We're getting advice from an expert here, Joe.
There you go.
I know, Ronnie. Can you quickly give those tools again for people?
Sure.
They can always
read. Sure. And I said, they're on my Pinterest boards. All the ones that I'm kind of playing with are on there. But a couple that I really like right now are Animoto and Biteable and Canva. And like I said, they all have free versions that you can play with. But if you're going to make a video for your business, you really do need to use the business versions of them so that the content is licensed for commercial use. Because, again, we're businesses. We have to be aware that we're held to those higher standards in terms of usage for music and the video clips.
Right.
Yeah.
So I always tell people, you know, in my seminars, I'm not a lawyer, but I'm just telling you, read the fine print.
Yeah. Well, that's important. As we all know now, Facebook, not that long ago, started a thing where, say, you're taking video in your Mommy and Me class or something, and there's music playing in the background, they will stop you from posting that video because you do not own the music.
Exactly.
If they recognize the
song,
yeah.
If you're making a video for your business, I want you to have music on it, but I want you to have music that is licensed for that use, for you to be able to use it. And again, on my Pinterest boards, I show some music sources because we purchase the music, the license to use that music. You don't, like, you can't just use music that you have in your music library. And say you do use it and you post it on YouTube, you'll get flagged and they'll take it down. And if you don't fight that and say, no, I really did, I bought the usage for this, they'll stop you from being able to post videos ever. And I do want all your videos to be on YouTube, even if they're on your website, because YouTube is a search engine. YouTube is a giant search engine. So all your videos, put them on YouTube. So if somebody's looking for something about your business, they're going to find you.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Well, as we always say, you can throw your website up there. People think, oh, I'm going to make a website, I'm going to put up, and people will come. No. You have to drive people to your website. Yeah. It's
absolutely
not just it's not Field of Dreams there.
Yes.
No.
It's all interconnected. No. It is all interconnected. But it's easier than you think. People get intimidated, but it's easier than you think. Again, pick the social channels that relate to your audience. You don't have to be on every social channel. Try one app, try to make a video, and then promote it with an email and get that business all going to your website. Again, that's the hub.
Yeah, it all always goes back to know your customer. Know your customer. Yeah. Well, we're gonna be at the South Bay Business Leaders Summit next Tuesday, Ronnie. We're gonna be doing a live podcast prior to the event starting. So we're excited. We'll see you there, I'm sure.
Well, perfect. Yeah, my breakout session is at 1:00. So I'm looking forward to meeting you. And boy, I hope we get some people that have listened to us today and will show up. And I'd love to meet them.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's a great
event. It's a
terrific event. Joe, I've gone to it a couple of times. I know, Joe, did you and I go together last year, or was that the year before?
I think it was the year before.
Year before. Yeah. I've gone to a couple of them. It's very, very informative, and we, of course, love that it's South Bay-centric. You know, the South Bay is rich in incredible business people and entrepreneurs and people thinking outside the box, which brings me to mind Box Landscaping. Boom, throw that out there.
And I just got to give a shout out to the Manhattan Beach Chamber. They are so concerned for the businesses in the community and the community itself that I am so impressed with the leadership there.
Oh, yeah. Mark has taken the reins over at the Chamber. And everybody that knows Mark loves him, and he's doing a phenomenal job.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is a Chamber event. They're sponsoring it. They came up with this just a few years ago, and it's a great opportunity. It's an amazing opportunity,
right. We will always appreciate what James O'Callaghan did with the Chamber and how he refocus the Chamber to be a service organization, and he did an amazing job. He brought us on the South Bay Show, but Mark, the way that he is utilizing us is just phenomenal. I mean, he is really saying, he said, you know, we've got the South Bay Business Leaders Summit coming up. Let's have all the speakers on. I think we have had all five of the six, Jackie.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think
it's
that,
a great preview.
It's a great preview, and it gives people, you know, time to think, oh, I've got to go to see that. Oh, I've got to go to see that. And that makes all the difference. So Mark is really quite active and wonderful and powerful, and we're thrilled to be working with them. Yeah,
I agree. Yes. Kudos to Mark.
Kudos to Mark. So, Ronnie, it's been a fantastic hour. Is there anything that we haven't covered? One of my favorite questions is, among all the things we've talked about, you know, email and Pinterest with video now, which is a big deal. Twitter is getting more and more into video, and there have been
Instagram.
Some rumors about
Instagram.
Oh, Instagram, that's the big one.
Instagram is blowing up right now. Absolutely. Any business that has visual content, I highly encourage them to, you know, start playing in Instagram.
Okay. Instagram. Anything that we've forgotten to talk about in the whole sort of world of promotion and marketing? We've touched on so much, but
one important takeaway, try it. Try one of the apps. Just try and see what it's like, because they're so easy, and they all have very detailed tutorials. It's easy to watch. It's a little video, shows how to do it. Come to one of my presentations. I show you step by step how to make one. But try to make a video for your business, because it is how people want to see content. So don't be afraid. Just go out and try it. It's easier than you think.
Are you going to do an example? Are you going to do a demo during your breakout session?
We only have about 45 minutes, so I'll cover a lot of topics, but I will give screenshots of specifically how to make one, yes. So you'll be confident that you can try. I typically will pick like my three favorite apps at the moment and show you how I made a video in that app. And people are empowered after they see it. They go, I could do that. And that's what I want people to understand, is that you really can do this yourself.
You know, I have a couple of photographers, professional photographers that I work with all the time. And they also do video. You know, Joe Gloria has that camera that does video that can, you know, upload right to the internet. And they're professionals, and they know about lighting and all this stuff. But many times, almost on a daily basis, when I'm by myself and something's happening or something occurred, or I'm thinking of something or I'm seeing something that I want to do a quick video of. And I'm a little intimidated by it, you know, because I don't have that expertise.
Come to my session.
So,
you will walk out.
Yes.
You can sit in your car afterwards and make a video.
Okay, I'm doing it. That's it. I'm there. There we go.
Nice.
I was just going to say, we got to wrap it up. You got to wrap it up. I have to say that among the useful talks, I think Ronnie Ramos's talk is going to be one of the most useful for the small or medium-sized enterprise, because it really will orient you towards the tools that are out there. They're hot now. You can implement this like you can car and do a video. So it's fantastic. Thank you so much, Ronnie Ramos, for joining us today.
Thank you.
It was wonderful. Fantastic. And the South Bay Business Leaders Summit, ladies and gentlemen, coming up Tuesday, May 9th. This is the last show before that event, and we have to tell you, you cannot miss this event if you want to build your business or if you want to engage with business here in the South Bay. All the leaders are going to be there. Right, Jackie?
You got it. You can't miss it. I don't know if there are any tickets left, but you should definitely go online, go to the Manhattan Beach Chamber website, and see if you can get a ticket.
Absolutely. Thank you, everyone, and have a fantastic weekend coming up. And, of course, thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. Be safe out there. Bye-bye.